CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Adam.
And Ari on demand, you're trying to beat me to it, are you?
You always get to say Adam and Ari.
Sorry, it's because I press the buttons.
I know, you're the button presser.
So I know when we're ready to go.
One day I'll be not so shaky and press the buttons myself.
Yeah.
Oh, but for the meantime, I'll just press your buttons, eh?
Look out. Yeah.
I tried.
Not many people know this, but Adam and Ari is actually recorded in front of a live studio audience.
It's just my laugh recorded on repeat.
Yeah. What do we do on the show today?
I can't even remember what happened at 6 o'clock this morning.
It raised straight from the memory.
I'm trying to look at the list.
We actually had it jam-packed. Don't get us wrong. It was jam-packed. That's why we can't remember.
I can't remember anything.
I was telling Ari about a brand new fragrance that has been released by a car company.
Don't say it. Yeah. That happened. That was pretty crazy. We talked about the top temps.
We did. We talked about potentially giving blood. We want to do that.
We do. If you've given blood before, can you just like send us a DM? Slide into our DMs.
How do you even do it?
And let us know how it is because, yeah, we've both never done it and we really want to. And maybe we want to get, maybe we'll do an event on Facebook and maybe we can all do it together.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling I might be scared of needles.
Blood, do you? You don't like needles?
Kind of puts me on edge a little bit.
I'm a big strong...
Probably why I haven't got my flu shot.
I'm a big strong man, so I'm not afraid of nothing.
Oh, yeah, whatever. You're afraid of heights, mate.
And spiders.
Are you afraid of spiders?
Yeah, don't like them.
Oh, my God. Well, Dylan's afraid of spiders, too.
The big ones. I don't like huntsmen.
I'll squish them. Sometimes... I went to the toilet before. Yes, I didn't do my cruise across because I needed to go to the toilet because bowel movements are different now.
Yeah.
And there was a spider on the wall and I just pressed it with my finger.
But
and
how
it was
big? Yeah, but small ones are fine.
It was like a decent size.
Yeah, like a house.
It was
spider.
A thin one though. It wasn't a squishy with guts and stuff everywhere. Okay. It was just like a real thin one.
That's good. Mm. Didn't ooze with poison.
No.
It's also Would You Rather Wednesday today, so we're asking.
It is. What would you rather?
Talk to animals or fly. We got to the bottom of it, didn't we?
Sort of.
I would say.
We had dog news.
Yeah, and that was sort of...
I love dog news.
That was sort of similar because that was about dogs communicating, wasn't it?
Yeah. Lots of good facts in there. You keep saying Santiago's name wrong.
Santiago?
Santiago, like Amy Santiago from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Hey, Santi.
Yeah, Santi. Sants?
Yeah. I used to have a friend at school named Santiago, and we made him run through a plover's nest because he didn't know what they were because he was from Argentina.
Oh, my God, that makes me feel sick.
He was loving it, though. Anyway, look forward to all that we just said on the show.
But in more detail.
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning! Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Happy Hump Day!
Yeah, we've made it to hump.
Yep, of the day.
We get through the hump and we're golden.
Yeah, golden boy.
Did you have a good sleep last night?
Oh, I dreamt about work last night.
Did
you? Not gonna lie, I did. It was real weird. Real weird.
Damn, because tonight we're probably not going to get a good sleep.
No, because we're sleeping here.
Yeah, we decided in honour of all things Olympics, because they're sleeping on cardboard boxes, aren't they?
Yeah, that we would challenge each other to spend the night sleeping on a cardboard bed.
Right here at the CFM offices.
Yeah, are we actually going to sleep in the studio?
I thought we might sleep in the meeting room.
Okay,
the studio gets too hot.
Yeah, it does get way
even in the dead of winter.
We could have a studio each and it could be like our bedrooms.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest, I think I'd get more scared.
Upstairs in the studio.
Well, because the thought of you trying to scare me scares me. Not randoms.
I'd never thought of that, but good idea.
Oh, my God, no. What have I done?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So, apparently 70% of electric car buyers in the US say that they would miss the smell of petrol when using a plug-in vehicle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's the entire experience, isn't it?
Do you like the smell of petrol?
I mean, I personally don't, no.
Yeah, but...
But if you're a car lover, surely you enjoy everything about cars so that, you know the smells, you know the sounds.
Yeah.
The smells you should smell.
Yeah.
And then there's some that you shouldn't when you know your car's like not working right.
So you think something would be a bit missing, you're there.
Yeah, I think it would be something would be missing from the experience.
You got the rag over the shoulder.
Yeah.
And it's just like, where's the grease?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to combat this, Ford has officially released a fragrance that's petrol scented. It's called Mash You. And they
Are you
say
serious?
Yeah. Ford says, you can Google it, it's real. Ford says the fragrance is designed to please the nose of any wearer, a high-end fragrance that fuses smoky accords, aspects of rubber, and even an animal element to give a nod to the Mustang heritage.
Wow. I'm shook.
So
maybe we should get some.
Try it out on the show.
Mm.
But, yeah, if you're thinking about getting an electric car but you're worried you're going to miss the smell.
Or the experience of the experience, smells.
Problem solved. Now, Anita Weber, she's one of our own here on the coast, and she faces an uncertain future as she battles to recover from a severe stroke. And the Northwest community has already given generously to assist Anita, and you can continue that support through a Facebook raffle, which is going to be drawn towards the end of the month on the 22nd of August. So if you check it out on Facebook, it's called Helping to Heal Anita on Facebook, and you can see the list of raffle prizes and purchase your raffle tickets and obviously find out more about Anita Weber as well. So you can just, yeah, head to Anita, the Anita Weber fundraiser on Facebook.
And Anita is a single mum as well. So keep that in mind and give generously.
No one is a bigger supporter of mums than you, Ari.
I love mums. I just think mums are absolute superheroes.
There was like, yeah, there was literally a day, as dress up as a superhero day, and you dressed up as a mum, didn't you?
Yeah. I had to actually message my own mum to be like, just an FYI, definitely not pregnant. But I did need to give it a heads up because she thought something may have been up. I just think they're superheroes.
I thought you were going to say you had to message your mum to be like, how do mums dress?
No, I have mum friends, like mum besties, same age as me. They helped me out.
Oh, nice.
Trivia trial.
Yes, if you can answer the following trivia question, give us a buzz at 1300 655 922, and we'll pop you in the weekly draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. It's also thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania. Healthy feed for your animals. What's our question, Ari?
One, that would actually keep you quite warm, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Good one.
And the question is, so we're actually going to be sleeping here tonight on cardboard beds because that's what our athletes are currently facing, is a cardboard bed. But also, if they win a medal, it's not gold. What are the medals made out of this year in Japan?
Yeah, 1300 655 922 if you know the answer. It's something recycled, isn't it?
Oh, I can't tell you the answer, Adam. It's the trivia question.
Give them the answer and then get them to call up.
What are the medals made out of this year in Japan?
Trivia trial.
1300 655 922. Dave from Mind Data is on to play trivia troll.
And all we want to know is, what are the current medals made out of in Japan?
Made out of recycled phones and that sort of thing, like mobile phones.
You know what, Dave? They absolutely are.
They are definitely correct. Congratulations. You've won today's trivia troll.
You're in the draw to win $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks. We'll draw it Friday.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Yeah, let's have a look at it. 4th of August today. On this day in 1956, Elvis Presley released this one. You ain't nothing
but a hound. Ooh, that one? I love that song.
He truly was the king of rock and roll. A few cricket ones. I assume this will interest you, Ari. Big cricket fan?
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 2001, the Australian cricket team regained the Ashes with a record 7th straight test win against England. Warney got 6 for 33. You'll be happy to know.
No. My care factor is like absolute zero.
On this day in 2011, the film Red Dog opened in Australian cinemas. You ever seen Red Dog?
I did. It made me cry.
I've never seen it, but I have heard it's very sad.
You haven't seen Red... You do dog news. Dog news is your thing, and you haven't seen Red Dog?
I don't want to see a sad dog film. Dog news is all about uplifting. But it actually went on to become the 12th biggest box office Australian movie.
It's a good movie.
Another little one of cricket. I thought I'd include this for you, Ari, as well. Steve Smith, on this day, hit 142 in his second innings after scoring 144 in his first innings. It was against England in England, and it made him only the 4th batsman ever to score more than 140 in each inning.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Steve Smith, the twitchy fella. He twitches.
Well, I thought the cricket sound that you had on the screen in front of me was an actual cricket.
Yeah. Well, here's one for you, and this is devastating. I don't want to bring the tone down, but this was a sad...
Oh, I can bring it up after, don't worry.
Okay, thanks. This was a sad story in 2015. the Muppets, Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog announced the ending of their relationship on Twitter. Which I didn't know they broke up, but apparently, yeah, 2015.
Well, on this day 10 years ago on my Facebook posts,
yeah.
On my quite funny, I think you're going to die, actually. My Facebook post was, Fruity Lexia makes the boys sexier.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, 10 years ago. That's pretty funny, actually.
So that's goon, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
Now, did that Fruity Lexia get put in the fish tank or no?
Probably, to be honest.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It is indeed. We're at 1300 655 922. The phones are open. We're also on Facebook at CFM Tasmania.
And the phone number is 1300
655 922. I've got the advantage because we've got it up on the wall right in front of me. Whereas Ari doesn't have it.
I started saying it and then I was like, I'm pretty sure you actually just said that.
Yeah, I did.
Mark, we're ready for our coffees, please.
We are asking on that Facebook page at CFM Tasmania, bit of a Would You Rather Wednesday. Would you rather be able to fly or talk to animals? What do you reckon, Ari?
Ooh, I have a golden retriever who's absolutely beautiful and she gave me those puppy dog eyes this morning, grabbed her toy and went to give it to me and I would love to know what she was saying.
She was trying to guilt you.
It was probably like, take me with you.
You should have brought her in here.
Maybe, yeah, maybe next week.
There's not a day that starts...
I was going to say tomorrow, but we're sleeping here tonight, and yeah. I don't think she should be here all night.
Yes!
Well, there will be dog hair everywhere.
Yes, I love it.
We can make her a doggy cardboard bed.
But it's also flying at the moment, pointless, because you'd have to quarantine for two weeks, whether you're in a
plane. Imagine if you could fly and you still had to quarantine when you got somewhere.
So I'd rather talk to animals, but let us know on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania what your thoughts are.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, have you ever given blood?
No, I haven't, actually. I have always wanted to. I went to do it when I was, I think, about 15, but I think you have to be 16 to actually donate.
Yeah, I never have. It's not because I don't care. I'm just lazy, man. Like, what I do in my spare time is I sit around.
Sit around and watch Seinfeld.
And sometimes Pearl Jam.
I was going to say Pearl Jam on repeat. How many Pearl Jam videos or DVDs, CDs do you have? Wasn't it like 70-something?
No, I think it's almost 100 because Lee and Jess asked a while back, what crazy collection do you have? And I counted them up for that and it was like 98 or something.
We could give blood together for the very first time.
I think we should. I'd like to do it. In 2021, the Local Government Blood Challenge is being held right now.
Ooh.
Until the 30th of September.
I think it's time then.
And apparently demand for blood is at its highest level in over a decade, with hospitals using more blood than they did compared to even the last 2 years.
You wouldn't even know your blood type, would you?
I think I have found it out before, but definitely do not remember. But if you want to find out more information about that, donateblood.com.au. There's info there. And I think myself and Ari will keep you updated because we'll go do it.
Yeah, well, if you want to join us as well, maybe we could do it all together. Make a day of it. Don't you get food?
Who knows?
I think you get a cheeky snack.
There's only one way to find out. Go down and do it, I reckon.
Yeah.
We'll have a blood donation party.
Hit music.
CFM. Yeah, you know what else for those playing at home?
Coffee has arrived.
Thanks, sales manager Mark. Brought it in.
I was seriously starting to struggle.
But not just that, some bonus. He's brought in savoury toast.
Yeah.
To continue my education on savoury toast.
Well, I'm not from Tassie, so I didn't know savoury toast was a thing until I moved here.
And I'm from Hobart, so I'm not really from Tassie.
No.
Song snag.
It sure is time for song snag. We have a hit that has been stuck in the Discman because we're old school here. We play through our songs through Discman and the CD's just a wee bit scratched. Yeah. All you need to do is just guess the song that is scratched in our Discman.
Mm. Call us at 1300 655 922. And if you're correct, we'll put you in the prize pool to win waffles for two at Windows on Westella. They've got a Wednesday waffle special, so that's today, between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Only on Wednesdays you can get 25% off waffles.
And a free Bicky with your coffee.
She loves them Bickies.
Oh, actually, if you buy a meal as well at Windows on Westella, flash your friends with benefits key tag, you'll get a free coffee too.
Mm. And probably a Bicky.
Yeah, and a Bicky. Oh, yeah, and a Bicky.
Here's the snag song. If you know what that is,
trying to hold my excitement in.
If you know what that is, give us a call at 1300 655 922.
I can't talk because I'm so excited.
CFM.
going off, and I'm going to say it's because it's my favourite song.
Song, 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 snag.
1-300-655-922. Christy from Somerset is on the line to identify this song. What are we thinking, Christy?
Is it Peaches by Justin Bieber?
Get my peaches out in Georgia.
Absolutely, Christy, it sure is.
Awesome.
You're in the draw to win Waffles for Two at Windows on Westella. We'll draw it Friday.
Awesome, thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've got dog news coming up. First, we're going to take a call at 1-300-655-922. I believe Sarah from Mercy Community Care is there. Hello, Sarah. Is that you?
It's you. How are you going?
Good.
I just thought I'd call up because I just heard my least favourite song on the radio. Is that song Peaches by JB or not?
That was.
But we already got our winner, I'm afraid, Sarah.
Oh, that sucks.
Better luck tomorrow morning.
Yeah, got to be quicker.
I can't walk 10 minutes.
My number
should be saved or something. It's like VIP caller.
Is our number saved? Do you have it on speed dial?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
I love it. Next week, maybe we'll get you to co-host with us.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys. Off to save the world. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye.
Hit music.
On our Facebook page at the moment, we're asking at CFM Tasmania, would you rather be able to fly or talk to animals? And that actually brings me nicely to today's dog news, Ari.
I love dog news.
Because today's dog news is about how dogs communicate.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, it turns out scientists and behaviouralists actually know quite a lot about dogs' interior lives, what goes on in their psyches when it comes to communicating, even what they are saying when they bark to each other. They bark primarily when they're alarmed or excited about something, which is also actually their ancestors, the wolves.
So my neighbour's dogs get excited when I wake up in the morning?
Yeah, or they could be warning you.
Okay, yeah.
Or they could be warning other dogs.
Ooh.
Depends on the tone. But sometimes humans, obviously when it's your own dog as well, you can pick up on the tones and figure out what they're barking about.
Yeah.
But apparently dogs are much more in tune with the tones.
Ooh.
But that said, they primarily do not communicate through barking or even body language, which can be another factor. It's obviously sense of smell, as you may have heard.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When sniffing one another, dogs are getting all the information they need about other dogs' sexual status, health status and age.
Health status and age.
Mm. So it's
when
sort of
they
like,
smell each other's bums.
Yeah. So you remember when in the old days of the internet or texting you'd say ASL? Age, sex, location. That's what they're doing when they sniff the butts.
That's so good.
It's an old ASL. Canine noses are so sensitive to odours that it's difficult for humans to even conceive how their perception of reality differs to ours.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And yes, Ari, you're correct. This is all about the butt. Dogs have scent glands around their butts that convey information about the individual. Butt sniffing is therefore the canine equivalent of a bit of small talk. A way of getting to know each other.
No, I just want a dog.
There you go. ASL is what they're asking when they're sniffing.
That's so good.
No, I just want a dog. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It is indeed. Well, coming up this hour, birthday book, word sandwich, cruise across. What's going on with that, Ari? Are you still in the studio?
I totally had too many coffees this morning, and if I drive anywhere, I am scared I'm going to have to, like, pull over and, like, duck behind the bush.
Yeah, could be nasty.
But I'll be here. I'll stand downstairs in front of the cruiser.
Cruise across live from the station itself.
And we also ate savoury toast and that has cheese and I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah. So that's coming up. Look forward to that. We'll see what happens.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Now, Ari, you're doing a cruiser giveaway freebie thing, but you're still sitting here next to me. How does it work?
Come and see me with the Coast Best Free Stuff at Two Hill Cross Road, Devonport. Why am I still here? Well, to be honest, new routine on air and also the bowel movements. So definitely need to stay close to the toilet.
So go see her and see what happens.
But
good luck.
I've got the Coast Best Free Stuff, Crips Mask Loaf, all the goodies per usual, and the CFM Cruiser is powered by Harvey Norman Devonport.
Yeah, so come down to the CFM.
I'm on the run.
Come down to the CFM officers themselves and she'll be down there to greet you. Takesha, are you somewhere in the studio hiding around here somewhere?
No, I am out working hard or hardly working. I can't remember which one it is. I'm out in the CFM Cruiser either way, and you can find me at Harvey Norman Burnie for Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding. On board, I've got plenty of freebies. I've got our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags. I've got free coffee vouchers thanks to McCafe, fresh donuts thanks to Vito's Donuts, flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk, and fresh bread thanks to Cripps Master Loaf. So come and see me. I'm at Harvey Norman Burnie for Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Thanks to Keisha. Very good work ethic. I don't know about that, Ari.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher nominations are now open at cfmtaz.com.au. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers and Hampton Peters Real Estate. Now, all you need to do is nominate and give a really good reason why. Actually, Naomi's daughter, Mabel, has written us a letter, Adam. Dear Adam and Ari, my teacher's name is Hannah Legg. You should pick... I'm going to struggle to read this a little bit. Probably should have practiced. You should pick Miss Legg to win because she is awesome, kind, amazing, and lovely. We'll read the rest of that off air, I think. But the next page also has, remember to choose Mrs. Legg. That's Legg with two G's because she has two legs.
Shout out Mrs. Legg. Nice work.
Word sandwich.
More.
We did have a couple of calls earlier because people heard a word sandwich promo and thought we were playing it.
It was pretty cute, to be honest. And
if you're one of those callers, don't worry. It wasn't just you. There were a couple of people. So
we've got a $50 voucher up for grabs to spend at House of Amber's Cafe. You can escape the winter chill with a hot cuppa and comfort food from House of Amber's.
All you got to do is guess which word goes in the middle of the following two words by calling us at 1-300-655-922 if you're correct. You're in the draw for that $50 voucher.
Thea, where you at?
Thea, what's up?
Your words for today are table and water.
Table and water.
Table and water.
Word sandwich.
More.
1-300-655-922. Alex from Burnie is on to play word sandwich. Thea, throw the words at her.
Your words for today are table and water.
Your words are table and water, Alex. What is the word that goes in the sanger?
Salt.
The word for my sandwich is salt. Table salt. Yes. Salt water. Well done.
Congratulations, Alex. You have won today's word sandwich.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I also think that Thea struggles to say salt.
Yeah, sounds like it. Hit music. Music. Now, in celebration of all things our Olympic athletes struggling over there, sleeping on cardboard beds, we're going to do it ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we're going to make our own cardboard beds. And I know, I mean, I used to work at Zambero, right? And one of my hated jobs was squashing up all the cardboard and putting it out in the bin. So if you have any cardboard for us that we can come and collect today, give us a buzz.
We need it. 1-300-655-922, please tell us.
Yeah, because we're making our own cardboard beds. We'll be sleeping at the station tonight.
If you have any cardboard that you think looks particularly comfy, send that over. And a mattress? Do you have a mattress?
Or maybe if you're like a designer and you could just design a way that they're going to be comfortable,
yeah.
Can you send us a picky of like how we should do this? Do we have terms and conditions with this? Like, do we have like you can't use certain things, or we're just going just cardboard?
I think just use your imagination, as long as cardboard's involved.
And are you making your own bed or are you making my bed?
I think it's safer for us to make our own.
Yeah, probably.
You don't want one that I've
made. But
you
can't wet the bed, otherwise like it's going to collapse.
What if I bring my electric blanket in and pop that on the cardboard? Does that count?
What if it went up in flames?
Well, that would be fantastic content.
No, it would not.
No.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
And that's the show for Wednesday. What's
Happy Hump Day. Yeah. I had to say it one last time.
Yeah. Happy Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Keep listening back. Thanks for listening back and keep listening back.
Yeah, CFM keep doing it.
The more listeners we have, the more motivated we are for putting up on-demand episodes, yeah. To be honest.
So true. And tonight is the big night, Adam. We're having a slumber party.
We're sleeping on cardboard. It's going to suck because Ariel has friends and I don't have any friends. Her friends have already sorted out with luxury cardboard.
Yeah, we've accidentally emptied the recycle bins a little bit too early. I did say we needed to save it, but it's been a while.
So I ain't got no cardboard.
It's all right. If you've got any cardboard, just drop it off to the station because we'll be here all night.